Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Xavier Hopkins is a downhill mountain racer, which, as the name implies, involves flying down the sides of mountains on a bike and on very rough terrain. It's fast and extremely dangerous. But what's different in the case of Xavier is that he does it professionally, despite the fact he only has 10% of his sight. Xavier joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon,
good
Xavier.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, I suppose first, could you start with telling us what is downhill biking? Because a lot of people mightn't be familiar with that.
It's a quite a rapidly growing discipline in mountain biking. I think when most people think of mountain biking, they think of just sort of cross country going for long rides in the woods, but downhill's more gravity focused, adrenaline based, shorter rides, but with jumps and technical aggressive courses, mainly just trying to get as much thrill seeking as possible, I think.
So is it competitive in the sense that there are times involved, or is it judged in that sense?
There is downhill racing, and I have done a little bit of that. But my part of the sport is more just trying to progress myself and the sport in general, and seeing how far I can push myself in terms of I don't compete against others. I much prefer to do video based work and creating projects like that.
Now, I imagine in this kind of discipline, the big thing is to be able to get from the start to the end without breaking your neck or falling over, because it's an uneven terrain. Given the restriction on your eyesight, how do you get around that?
Well, yes, you want to avoid injury as much as possible. And unfortunately, with anything like this sort of sport, injury is almost inevitable at some stages. But especially with me being class as blind with such low vision, I do have to take other measures. I start off generally for any new track, I will walk the course if it's not too long, and just try and remember as much as I can walking down. And then for the first few times down that track, I will go quite slowly and just to get my bearings of everything and try to remember as much as I possibly can about the track I'm riding before I go for it, whether I'm doing a video shoot or something on it, or just riding for pleasure. I tend to take a lot of time beforehand, so that when I do feel like I can go full speed, I know as much about the track as possible and have as little surprises as I'm going down as possible.
So are you relying to a degree on other senses, on how things sound or how things feel?
There is a relative amount of feel through the bike in terms of if it's quite sandy or if it's hard packed to gauge grips. I'd say more memory actually is the thing I rely on most to know what's coming up, because if there's roots and stuff and rocks, most likely I won't see them until I'm going to go over them. And if they're particularly jagged or whatever, I could crash. I ride a downhill bike all the time, which is a big bike with a lot of suspension travel, so it can absorb quite a lot of these things, but sometimes they can catch you by surprise and you can have quite a big accident.
How long have you been cycling for?
Well, I've been cycling for a long time. I think it was my grandfather who taught me to ride a bike when I was 2 years old. No stabilizers, just a few days of riding around a field, and then finally I mastered it. But I've been mountain biking for about 3 years now. Years.
Transferring from regular cycling, if you like, to mountain biking, was that difficult?
Yes. I mean, you transfer over the sort of balancing technique of riding a bicycle, but everything else, mainly, especially downhill, it's not you rarely pedal downhill. It's just all your balance is just gained from the momentum going downhill. And there's a lot of different techniques you need to learn, like cornering, jumping, and riding rough terrain is very different from normal cycling.
Have you had many crashes or any?
Yeah. I've had quite a lot of small crashes, and I've had a few big ones. I I broke my collarbone in Châtel in France last year, which was unfortunate. And I've hurt my neck before, so I wear a neck brace now. Nothing too major, thankfully.
Yeah. Now, as I understand, you're being sponsored to travel around Europe, giving exhibitions of this. I assume, is that stopped at the moment because of COVID?
Yes, it was unfortunate because I kind of got all my sponsorships in the middle of 2019. I'd released a video and it did very well. And I got 11 companies on board to sponsor me. And we had lots of plans this year to do some stuff. And unfortunately, because of the virus, none of that has come to fruition.
Well, hopefully you can start back up on that again in some point in the future. Who knows when? Xavier Hopkins is a downhill mountain biker. Xavier, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.